traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
When those fights become the norm for months and months and months on end, and a relationship starts to take more energy from you than it provides to your life, and you don't see an end in sight for either person, it's the time that you have to start thinking about calling it quits.
Since when do you, A, sit on the show, and then B, run the show? What do you mean we're starting without George?
First of all, I'm running the show because I spawned you.
Okay.
So that's the beginning of it.
Right. Technically, I guess it's still Impulsive.
Yeah, my name's in it.
Which, by the way, welcome back to the number one podcast in the world. These are facts. Hit that subscribe button. We love you. Thanks for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. It's a good time to be alive, man. Yeah, blessed. Yeah, George is late. George is late again. He's been showing up late. I don't know where he is. Has one show with Joe Coy and suddenly thinks he can arrive at his leisure. So we've replaced him with my father. Greg, good to see you here. And you know,
thanks. A lot of people have been asking me to be on the show.
Good.
Rightfully so.
Good. Yeah, it's a big week in general. This Saturday, I got to say, this Saturday, I'm breaking open the first ever $1 million box of Pokemon cards on my YouTube channel, live on my YouTube channel. Yeah, we paired it with an NFT. It's a big drop, 6 p.m. PST, 9 p.m. Eastern. Each pack sold for an average of $38,250. So, bro, every pack, think about it. Every time I open a pack, 40K, a car, two cars, just...
Nobody's more excited about it than me. It's my favorite.
Because you get to sit there and commentate. Just
absolute favorite goddamn time of the year. Yeah, I don't know shit about it. And I just have so much goddamn fun doing it.
I'm feeling good about this one, man. I can feel the Charizards. They've been whispering things to me at night.
I was here before you guys. You couldn't just
Also, put that can so far off fucking...
Nope.
You, George, why would you do that?
Because...
George.
That's what you get. Free brand deal just because, oh, you have a nice hair.
It's going to get blurred. What were you going to say about my hair?
It looks good.
Oh, thank you. I actually need that.
Yeah, I told him the same thing.
Thank you.
Let's go. Come on.
That was really close. Yeah, do you mind the, or do you mind? Well, he is the co-host.
No, I'm going. I got things.
I'm like, can you leave? He's like, no.
He actually does have a lot of important shit to do.
Yeah, he does.
He's about to wrestle a bull or something. No, do you know what he's getting at the ranch? He's getting a outdoor shower. Isn't that true?
Oh, yeah, true. You could shower outside.
Oh, that's nice. Are you going to fly from Puerto Rico to use that shower once a year?
Hey, just letting you know, we had a dinner the other night that you weren't invited to. You could have come.
It was a crypto boys group chat kind of thing.
Correct.
I already told. It was like a house thing.
Yeah, crypto, really. Just skip over that whole thing. Also, could you please get that fucking can off? I'm serious.
Yeah, dead ass.
Hey, what's up your butt today?
I'm in a great mood, but George,
we get paid copious hordes of money to promote brands, and you just
blurred right now. Your whole area is blurred. People can't even see you.
We got you.
Thanks, man.
Right? He's blurred? All right, now he's unblurred. We go to this dinner the other night, and I stated a really well put together case as to why he should spend just 12 more months here. I have been talking to him. I've been talking to everybody about it over the past couple weeks. Deaf ears, man. Deaf ears, nobody listening, but not at this dinner, George. I stated a very well thought out, directional debate. I sparked it about keeping the foot on the fucking gas pedal, man. We're flying this year. He's looking at I'm not going to say exactly, however, millions of dollars that he wants to bring with him down to that house, which is great. Looking back at last year, and we're laughing at that money. We're laughing at last year's money. We're looking at those digits saying, that's funny.
I'm not.
Yeah, comparatively.
I can recognize and appreciate
a significant amount
of money.
No, just bear with me for a second. Okay. And I told him, next year, he's going to be looking back at this year laughing. If he just keeps his foot on the gas, if we just keep doing this show, if he keeps the boxing going, the crypto
this
going.
This is all keep continuing. None of that is ending.
Well.
That's my only... I've seen this city. I've done this city. I want out.
Yeah, he's mad at LA for sure.
I don't like...
I mean, listen. If...
Fuck!
If I had your money and the strategy that you have going on, I would have been in Puerto Rico yesterday.
Bro.
Great job, George. You ruined it.
Well, I'm not going to lie to my one inch away. So we could gain. And I'm not going to do that.
It's not about us. It has nothing to do with us.
I need you to Photoshop a mic face over, man. Because I'm not doing it.
Caleb's doing so many edits for this podcast.
Oh, he's going
to
look him
so sorry. Did you guys both go to Great Clips?
Look, dude, look. Did you see my NFT drop? This past weekend.
Oh, by the way, I just want to. I watched that, and I would like to say something. I had no idea you were dropping that card thing that you were doing. Yeah. And what I appreciate about you the most, bro, is that I was sitting here just shitting on it. Like, you don't prep your friends to like go along with what you're doing. Like, and I fuck with that. Like, I was taking a massive shit on that idea, and then you made $3 million later.
So what did
I'm
you
gonna
think
go and
was,
fuck myself.
What did you think was gonna happen?
I was gonna think that you were gonna get too cocky after that haircut, Mike. I didn't think so, but you are.
I don't think my cockiness level has changed whatsoever. I think I've always been the same level of cockiness, George.
Yeah.
I've
been like this since I was 15.
Hey, what's going on back there? What's happening?
Hey.
What's happening?
Tune in, Tokyo. NFTs are the future. NFTs are the future. Digital assets.
Yeah, they're nice.
Digital collectibles.
How did you get people to buy a card of your face?
So what I did, because I've been going on Clubhouse a lot and listening.
The other thing you were making fun of?
Oh.
I'd never made fun of it.
I mean, you weren't talking great about it.
Oh.
No, hold on.
Or are you getting?
I don't know. I have no deal with Clubhouse. I just don't remember making fun of it. I remember being unsure of it. Then I went on and I found out there are certain rooms that titillate me and my interests and spark my curiosity. And so those are the rooms I tend to hang out in. Sometimes I speak, sometimes I just listen. But there's a lot of rooms about NFTs. NFTs, non-fungible tokens. That's what it stands for. Unable to be duplicated, replicated, one of a kind. And I went in a room. I woke up from a nap. I went in a room and they had me on stage. I was speaking and I said, the NFT marketplace is a living, breathing orgasm. I meant to say organism.
You said orgasm? Legit?
Dog, you know who is in this fucking room, bro? Who? You know what kind of people are on Clubhouse? Billionaires, tech investors, famous artists, the smartest people in the world, all in one place talking about the future of digital collectibles. 1,000 people. I said the NFT marketplace is a living, breathing orgasm.
Is that wrong?
Did you stick to that?
No, I said, oh my God. No. I am so sorry. No. I meant to say organism, and I'm aware. And then everyone unmuted and started laughing. And by the way, that would happen to me. Like as
wait, they unmuted.
Collected. They unmuted to start laughing at
so
me.
So they wanted you to hear them laughing at you.
Yes.
Wow. Fucking Clubhouse, huh? They're dogs. Yeah.
But yeah, we had a really successful first launch with my NFT, and in the nuances of what makes an NFT valuable. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things. There's the scarcity, there's the creator, whatever it is. I, as a personality, try to apply some functionality or utility behind it. So for this first one, the NFT represented an entry in our giveaway of the last three Pokemon packs. So it's like, it's tying this event, this experience, this moment in time, this historical first $1 million box break with this up and coming digital collectible industry, which I think is cool. So Pokemon compared with this new industry are tied to me. And then it's this perfect intersection and crossroads of worlds that, it worked. And we're going to do it again and again. And, hopefully not beat a dead horse, but It's good. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of burgeoning artists and people taking part in the space now. I'm hoping it doesn't get oversaturated too quickly because it's going to. It's going to. Every artist, every influencer.
I'm not going to lie. I've heard a lot of people already bring it up to me that they're going to do it.
Why would they not? It's so fun. It's so new and it's so exciting. I think the tokens with either A, the most utility or have the most creativity are going to rise to the top. Just like any medium or any platform, right? You have social media and the good creators, the ones who have that spark or that thing rise to the top. And I don't think it's going to be any different with NFTs. And I'm going to be talking more about like which ones I'm collecting too, because I started collecting NFTs as well.
Me too.
Yeah, which ones?
I got a couple CryptoPunks.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. That's me.
No, I can show you.
You do not have crypto phones.
Yes, I do. They're in my camera roll. What are you talking
about? You don't even got ETH, though.
They've all been screenshotted. No, I have all of them.
Bro, stop acting like you got ETH.
I screenshotted all of them. And by the way.
No,
listen. And by the way.
You don't have
them. Yes, I screenshot them.
Yours.
I screen recorded LeBron James dunk. I own that. I screen recorded CryptoPunks. I own that.
No, you don't.
Yes, I. How are you going to tell me
if I own that? Because I'll tell you why and how. Ready? That's the equivalent of coming up to me with a counterfeit baseball or Pokemon card and saying, oh, I have a first edition Charizard. No, you don't. Well, you have a fake. It's a fake. You're a fraud and you're phony.
Bro, you exist on the blockchain. Like, what do you want me to say to you?
I am made up of blocks on the chain. Yeah.
Okay, listen to me. More importantly than just nifties, okay? Coins are down bad today. I woke up this morning. I was having an aneurysm. I'm broke.
Yeah.
What happened, Logan? You told me to put all my money into Ethereum and it dropped through the floor.
Yeah. I don't know how it happens, because for anyone who's not familiar with cryptocurrency, Ethereum was at like 1900, maybe 1950.
I think it broke the 2000 barrier. And
overnight, it dropped to like 1446, 1500, a 25% decrease. You see these spikes go down so quickly and then back up just as quickly because everyone buys in at the low point. But who is moving that much value? It takes billions of dollars, and it's every Sunday.
It's the Winklevosses. Yes, that's what every we figured Sunday. Out. So we thought we had
Maybe
found
it's
this.
God, it's his rest day. Maybe he's just investing in stocks. Okay.
Very possible. Yeah. We thought we had found this rhythm where Sunday night. Yeah. Some people tell me it has to do with Asia. Some people have say.
Why did you whisper that?
Some people say it has to do with whales, like moving shit. Right. Yeah. Every Sunday fucking night, the shit just tanks through the floor.
Yeah.
And that's when we buy. Buy the dips. Buy the dips, boys. Buy those dips.
Evan texts the group
Evan
chat.
Evan texts 6 a.m.
Buy.
So we're just sucking up Chainlink, Ethereum, Bitcoin, just swallowing all of it, dude. Just gobbling fucking Bitcoin dick, bro. Every Monday. Yes, like that. And then today, it didn't go back up all that much, man. And so, like, now I'm exposed.
Nah.
I'm feeling like a man on the top of a mountain with no jacket.
If it dropped, then shouldn't you buy? Because that's your motto.
Buy when there's blood on
Did
the streets. Yeah, we spent everything. This kid fucking called up his he's the only person I know that still has to call someone to get access to money.
No. What's that?
Oh.
Why would you say that?
Why would you say that? Oh, you son of a
bitch. Yeah, I got to call my accountants. I gotta call him and ask them for my money.
I'm always privy to the call. I always sit there with them, and it literally sounds like this: like, hey, Dad, do you think that I could get a 150?
You trying to punch me?
No, I need a. Can you hand me that cable right there?
Dad, do you think I can get 150K? I want to buy more Ethereum, and they're like, Logan, we don't know if that's a good like.
They don't get it.
Yeah, they don't get it exactly.
Here, wow. Sorry for the delay.
I don't give a fuck, dude. Whatever, man. I just hope it comes back.
Have you ever seen that scene?
It always does. You know that.
Speaking of coming back, ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Shmurda is getting out of jail tomorrow. Run the lights. Run the fucking lights. Bobby Shmurda.
This guy?
Bobby Shmurda is being released from jail tomorrow.
Is that, just to clarify.
Yes.
He's the one who told... On himself.
He ain't told on nobody.
On himself.
Not even himself. This man said, fuck it, I'm doing my time, bro.
So he's like not 6'9".
No. So you know how all those rappers are out there right now? Primarily the one you just mentioned on some like, yo, snitching ain't even that bad shit.
He wants to come back on.
6'9"? He should. By the way, he's a great guest, and I feel much differently about him since he came on. But what I'm saying is like, Shmurda said, nah, I'm going to do it. And did 6 years.
That was not six years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, I'll read it out.
Yeah, Bobby Shmurda.
Bobby Shmurds, bro.
And his hat is still not back yet.
And his hat is still not back yet, bro. Who's been locked up since 2014, bro. Yeah.
Since high school.
A real one.
You think he comes out with some slapper magoos? Some rippers?
It's fucked up because I feel like if he went to jail in 2003 and got out when doing your time was still cool... Now being the snitch is cool. So he might get out and not slap. He might get out and not slap now because people will be like, yo, you didn't snitch, dude. Yeah. What a loser.
Yo, could you know what imagine what his mindset might be if that was the case? Like 6 years of being in a fucking, just a box. He comes out and he thinks everybody's going to glorify him. And they're like, nah, dummy. You should have told.
His telling's cool now. Snitches get bitches.
Nah, nah, nah.
And riches.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
He'll be good.
Nah, he's going to crush it,
Bobby Shmurda.
Are we going to have him on?
Slapper. We it's been talked about.
I feel like that's such a funny clip. You know, I respect Bobby Shmurda.
You know what? You know,
they're just going to clip just that one piece.
I thought you were going to say, speaking of coming back, and then mention your relationship status. I mean, like, we got our boy
Lights.
Back. We got our boy back.
Lights.
Red. No. Do red.
No. Yeah. Make him shiny and bright.
Wait. What are we on? Last time we talked was.
That's why I don't want to.
I've been looking from the sidelines.
Oh.
Because, right.
Coach, what do we got?
He became the boy who cried wolf. He
yeah,
comes
for
like,
sure.
You
yeah.
know, I've been having some issues.
Yeah.
I said, yo, I mean, boy, spare me the conversation. I've heard it 100 times.
Got it.
But from the sidelines.
What do we got?
This one looks pretty freaking real. This one looks pretty real. And it's obviously a breakup is. They suck. It's one of the shittiest things on the planet, like a good old-fashioned breakup. And I hate to, you know, feign sadness, so I'm not gonna. I'm stoked I got my boy back. I'm gonna miss Amara. I'm sure you are, too. She's a great girl. But, yeah.
What if this is the reason why he stays? He doesn't go to Puerto Rico.
Imagine. He's like, oh, I got him back.
He's like, fuck NFTs, Pokemon cards. I got my boy back.
Well, we were at dinner the other day, and it's just like, man, having Mike back in that puzzle piece is he's crucial.
We had so much fun.
So much
I
laughter.
Wish I was there.
Well, it was a 6-person max. And it's the Bitcoin boys. We got to get you in. Listen.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm good. 1 week ago, we covered this story about the GTA situation where I flirted with the girl in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
People made TikToks about it. This is what, guys, that's not what happened. That's not like the narrative. I don't want people to run with that.
I thought it was.
It's not. That's really not what happened. Honestly, I've talked to people about it and they always say, yo, stick through the fights. Stick through the fights. Times will get tough. You'll have troubles with your partner. Those are the times you got to step up. You got to stick with them. But when those fights become the mainstay, when those fights become the norm for months and months and months on end, and a relationship starts to take more energy from you than it provides to your life, and you don't see an end in sight for either person, it's the time that you have to start thinking about calling it quits. And unfortunately, that's kind of been the place that we've been in for some time now. And I think we both kind of made a mutual decision that, listen, like, we're just not able to make this work. And in a situation that, you know, a lot of people out there try to understand, it's not understandable to the normal person. This relationship is fueled by things that doesn't make sense to the average person. Sex, fantasy, celebrity, porn, so much fucking toxic sludge. And the thing that really ended up being the breaker was just a more normal thing, which was just kind of a sheer incompatibility. Just two people that do things very differently, think about things very differently, and are not able to see eye to eye on things that end up being breakers. So love the girl. Tremendous amount of respect for her. She's going to do great things. She's going to find a guy that will give her exactly what she wants in life, and she's going to be extremely happy. And that's honestly all that I want for her. I want her to find that as soon as possible to be happy. There's no bad blood. There's nobody fucked anybody over, did anything terrible. But yeah.
Will there be another breakup video, or is this
No. This is it. This is the only time I'm going to talk about it. Cool, that's cool. Here. Yeah.
Watch the full video. Make sure you get us that AdSense. Keep that audience attention high. You know,
I think this is the first time I ever heard him like kind of like choke up like that. Like, are you good?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way.
Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Yeah, I'm good. He's not choking up. He's fine.
No, I'm
talking about you. Oh, you're talking about me? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, on the breakup video, yeah. But also, if you've ever been in a relationship, I know you have, and you probably have too, where like you keep going back, like the first breakup's like a wall falling down. Yeah, it feels terrible. And then every time you go back,
it's less
both people look at the relationship with less clout. Like it holds less power.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, you're like seeing someone that you're like, all right, like, let's be honest, this is kind of just about sex at this point, or just about this, or just about that at this point, you know? And even though you both say you're trying to make it work, by breakup number 726, which the audience is aware, you know, it's probably near that, it just starts to lose the magic.
I liken it to picking a scab, right?
Yeah.
Either let the scab grow all the way back and heal over, or otherwise you're just going to keep damaging yourself. You got an excerpt there. You read it to me. I liked it. I'd like you to...
Jake Broido gave me this book, Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs by Chuck Klosterman. It's kind of dark, I'm going to be honest with you, but the first page of it, he had me read this page. No woman will ever satisfy me. I know that now, and I would never try to deny it. But this is actually okay because I'll never satisfy a woman either. Should I be writing such thoughts? Perhaps not. Perhaps it's a bad idea. I can definitely foresee a scenario where this first paragraph could come back to haunt me, especially if I somehow become marginally famous. If I become marginally famous, I will undoubtedly be interviewed by someone in the media, and the interviewer will inevitably ask, 15 years ago, you wrote that no woman could ever satisfy you. Now that you've been married for almost 5 years, are those words still true? And I'll have to say, oh God, no, those were the words of an entirely different person, a person whom I can't even relate to anymore. Honestly, I can't even imagine an existence without blank. She satisfies me in ways that I've never even considered. She saved my life, really. Now I will be lying. I won't really feel that way, but I'll certainly say those words and I'll deliver them with the utmost sincerity, even though those sentiments will not be there. So then the interviewer will undoubtedly quote lines from this particular paragraph, thereby reminding me that I swore I would publicly deny my true feelings, and I'll chuckle and say, come on, Mr. Rose, that was a literary device. You know, I'd never really believe that. But here's the thing, I do believe that. It's the truth now, and it will be the truth in the future. And while I'm not exactly happy about that truth, it doesn't make me sad either. I know it's not my fault. It's no one's fault, really. Or maybe it's everyone's fault. And I read that, and honestly, like, coming out of a relationship, it like makes me I started to look at myself as not a great partner in, because I was told that a lot. It just has me wondering about my feelings towards dating and towards being in a monogamous relationship at all.
Do you think you're a good partner?
Yeah. Do you? I mean, do you? You watched everything happen.
I pretty much date you.
Yeah.
Pretty good. You're good to me. Yeah.
No, stop. Yeah. I mean, from what you saw from the sidelines.
Yeah, but there were things that I, in my opinion, were so easy to just stop doing, just to, because, you know, every woman, every human has buttons. And I know there's a couple you probably didn't need to push sometimes. Like the GTA thing is an example. It's all that. Like, I wouldn't have flirted with a girl even in a game.
Right.
Because I know that would make my partner probably not feel so great. But I know you're so casual and lax about
my
approach. I guess your loyalty, because it's there, right? Loyal as sure as the sky is blue in the day, right? And so I think in your mind, maybe that gives you a little room to play.
Wasn't trying to have sex with
anybody. No, I know that.
Haven't had sex with anybody and like, no, but I'm just backing up what you're saying. Like, haven't had sex with anybody else since, you know, a year ago, or before we started, whatever it was, before we started dating.
Go for you.
I mean, I don't know, but that wasn't even really it. It wasn't even those things. I think it was just a combination and just a dramatic incompatibility between the two of us. So I hope I know things will work out for her, and I wish her well. And hopefully in the future we could be friends.
Cool. Hey, we interrupt this program to bring her a word from our sponsors. Guys, are you looking to last longer? Maybe go a few extra rounds. Want to be confident every time that it's time for sex? Get to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com has the first ever chewable that brings your performance in the bedroom to another level. Check this out. They've got the same active ingredients that are in Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. They're chewable, so they can work faster. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. This stuff's cheaper than the other two. It's a no-brainer. Basically, if you like sex, you like BlueChew.com. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office or spend time waiting in line at the pharmacy. BlueChew's online physician consult is free and Once approved, thank you. Your order ships straight to your door in discreet packaging. Got a great deal for you guys. Go to bluechew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. Anything else you want to? Just pay $5 shipping. Again, this is bluechew.com. Promo code Logan. Back to the program.
Speaking of that, today's National Margarita Day, if anybody's interested. I mean, I don't drink, but.
Yet.
You're getting fried today. You're getting fried online. Why? And I warned you. Mike does a, you know about this, the moderate speed burger chain. He rates them right in and out. Shake Shack, Five Guys. How do they rate? Which burger's the best in connection with the fries, the shake, the experience, the speed, whatever it is. And he put one out recently. I think his last video, filled with clout and beautiful blonde women, by the way, where he went to Umami Burger. Umami Burger.
Have you had it, George?
Why are you saying it like that? And why did you repeat? You sounded so weird. And then you did it again. I was like, oh my God.
It's a tough word.
Chantel was right. Umami I'm burger. In a fucking fake world.
I glitched out. Yeah.
I'm getting flamed.
Yeah, of course.
Wait, why are you getting flamed? Did you make fun of their ketchup?
I do what's called a moderate speed burger battle. I haven't really set the metrics there for what moderate speed truly is. I believe a moderate speed burger chain to be any place that you order food from a counter, they call your number, or even deliver your food to where you're sitting. I consider a restaurant speed burger to be one that you order from the table. People are telling me that Umami is a order from table, deliver to table restaurant.
It's not.
It's. I don't believe it is either. But they're starting a war. I'm being canceled.
Well, yo, he put it as number one. That's what you're forgetting to say.
Oh, yeah.
He put it... Whoa, hold on a second. He told me, he goes, have you tried this place, Umami Burger? I put it at number one, highest rating. I said, yes, it's delicious. It's almost perfect. It's so good. And I said, but wait, Mike, don't you do moderate speed? And I told you, Mike, that it's not a moderate speed chain. I have the writing, bro. I have receipts of me saying you gotta be kidding. Dude, it's not. You're gonna get toasted. It was the verbiage I used. You're gonna get toasted. And today...
I might be right
about something. He's getting flamed.
I'm really not. It's like three tweets. But listen. But listen. There's an even bigger story here. I let them know that I was coming. Like, imagine if Portnoy, he probably has never reached out to anyone and said, yo, I'm coming to your establishment. Or maybe he has. I don't know.
You can't. You're a critic.
But am I now also a fraud?
Yes.
Fuck.
Why would you let them know?
Because it's Frankie Delgado's restaurant. I wanted him
what?
To.
What? Wait, what? What?
Yeah, he's a part owner.
Oh my God.
This is really fucking messy, dude. Oh, like their burgers. Go get a Umami burger. You can order them on Postmates. 9.4, the number one rated burger on the night shift.
Mr. B.
Umami,
sold,
you owe me. So, you owe me fucking money.
Mr. B. So sold, you are a Mr. B. sold you, so many burgers.
You put your number one for your friend's burger.
No, no. You saw it. How good that the burger look.
What, Umami?
Yeah.
Hold on. It's look, fire. Look, that's my favorite
fire.
Restaurant
it's fire.
In LA.
It's fire.
And
it's
notice
fire.
How I said restaurant. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Mr. Beast announced that he sold, it was so many burgers, a million sandwiches in under two months.
How is that possible?
People love sandwiches in months.
And Mr. Beast.
When that kid releases an NFT, he called me. Mr. Beast called me. He said, yo, $1 million in 30 minutes? That's what you just sold? I said, yeah, you don't know about NFTs, bro? You don't know about non-fungibles, bro?
Nifties.
He said, no, tell me everything. I said, Jimmy, I'm so happy that I get to be the one to tell you about NFTs. And I did. And I think with a little innovation, a little brainstorm session, that kid's going to crush it.
Crush it? He's going to fucking
destroy.
Dismantle
Absolutely
the industry.
Destroy. Did y'all see Chris D'Elia's comeback video?
I DM'd him.
You did.
I what did you? For a bit, yeah.
Oh, he DM'd you back?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course
yeah.
He did.
Wait, you don't. I feel like everybody deserves a forgiveness, you know?
Yeah, obviously, man.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
I'm sure he has made a Suicide Forest joke. Trust me. I think we're clear here.
Chris invited me to a couple of shows.
Yeah.
After he posted me with that tweet.
Yep.
You know, like 200,000 retweets or some shit. And so I, in my mind, the beef was settled. And I think it is. Like, it totally is.
For sure.
It totally is. But man, there was such an opportunity. There was such an opportunity.
I was.
Because he said, when my career dies, you can at least film it, put it on YouTube. And I had nothing to say when his career did die.
Right.
And which is good. You know, I'll take the high road here. But yeah, his comeback video, he said he responded at the time during his promiscuity. He responded to every DM when he'd go to a show and these girls would DM him. He said, I responded to every single one. So he's still doing that with even men now, I guess.
But
we've DM'd in the past, but good shot. I guess that's the take of being the high road, right? Because you didn't
take a
shot.
It's a joke. It's a joke. I'm fucking around. Yes.
No, you guys are attacking him. I was kidding.
I get it.
You guys are assholes. I didn't dive deep into what happened. I read a few articles and stuff like that. I actually got attacked when I said, let's not pin that one dude that was like beating
Arm & Hammer, the baking soda.
I'm not a huge fan of like jumping on. You know why? I'm gonna be honest with you. I saw how you dealt with it and you dealt with it like a champ. But I always remembered when you were going through everybody hating you in this small moment, I knew who you really were. I knew you weren't an evil guy. And I saw how the world like turned on you. And I was like, this is fucking crazy. People don't even know what a person really is going through, who he is, stuff like that. And I'm not the guy who burns a fork and is like, yo, let's go fucking attack this guy. So when he came out with this apology, I'm kind of like, burn a fork.
It just seems like something weird to do if somebody's
I just
everybody's pissed off me, so you just light a fork on fire. Like I don't know. I wasn't even gonna say anything. I just put it away. He just looked at me.
I knew when I said it.
It just seems like such a weird thing.
I was like, fuck. I left myself wide open. That's why I was like, here we go. Then I just turned.
Because I didn't know, like you're talking about get it the pitchfork or burning a cross.
Okay.
You're
not lighting cutlery on fire.
Got
my fucking brain.
Got it.
Spazzed out.
Get it.
But basically what happened is I DM'd because I'm proud of him. It takes a lot of guts to post a video like that and own up to shit that you did and that you want to fix yourself. So I'm very pro him. And I DM'd this. I said, listen, you're one of the greatest comedians I've ever seen. You are one of the greatest comedians I've ever seen.
So funny.
I don't think this is going to be your last time you hit the stage. I think everybody has a journey. This is part of it. I saw you deal with it. You had one. I probably will have one from the mouth that I open my mouth.
Bro, it only is if he lets it be that.
That's what I was shocked. I was slightly shocked by his walking this tightrope between being the comedian that says, yo, fuck you, I'm in comedy, and yielding to cancel culture. Because I just want to, and I know what you're about to say, but what he continues to claim in this video and the entire time is that everything was legal and everything was consensual. And he even said it multiple times more in this video. So I don't understand what apology he's exactly making in the video when everything was legal and consensual.
All his relationships were legal and consensual. There was some other stuff that, although may not be illegal, is highly frowned upon, maybe a little immoral.
I think you guys are both taking it wrong. No. I think he's apologizing because his sex behavior led him to this downfall. No. So he's apologizing that all he kept thinking about was what his dick wanted.
So that's what I was going to say. I don't think he was yielding to cancel culture. I think this was him acknowledging that he really does have a problem. Like watching the video, him describing his past self, like, and it looks like he's made, you know, some major improvement on his personal self. And I think it was him acknowledging that he had a sex addiction.
Did he say those words? Because the reason I'm asking is because his experience, I was slightly shocked by it, because his experience is not abnormal for Hollywood whatsoever. There's a lot of people in this city and other cities around the world.
It may not be abnormal, but it doesn't make it right.
No, I'm not. But I don't think it makes it wrong either. Slow down. Let me fucking walk into this. I believe that if two people or one person and 1,000 different people on one day decide to have consensual, casual intercourse, that is completely okay.
Did you watch the video all the way?
No. So I did. But what I'm saying is once it turns into a sex addiction and starts to destroy your life, affect your life. Well, there's like
infidelity involved.
That's got it. That's a different, that's a different story. I got it. I mean, maybe he needs to look inward too and see if having a relationship is even right for him as a person. Like, I think it goes back to the same exact fucking page that I just read out of this book. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that the idea of being in a relationship is right for everyone. I think
catering to lust is more dangerous.
I'm not talking about danger. I'm talking about effectiveness. I'm not talking about danger. No. I understand that. But what I'm saying is some people give more energy as a result of being in a relationship that could be put elsewhere. I'm not justifying crazed sex addiction by any means. But what I'm saying is some people are just better off putting all of their energy into the things that make them happy. And a relationship does take a lot of care. It takes a lot of watering, a lot of nurturing. And there are a lot of people on this planet that just simply want to build businesses, help people, build this, build that, make whatever. And so I think as we continue to move into the future, you're going to start seeing these relationships that are either value-based, casual sex-based, by the way, symbiotic value based. So like both people are getting exactly what they need out of it.
So getting more cake and eating it too.
Getting more and more popular.
Very selfish and very self-supporting.
But what if both people are being supported by it in a way that makes both of them happy?
I still think here's the thing, man. Like having a partner has been since the beginning of time. And I think now that because of Instagram and Facebook and all these platforms of people wanting what they want now and this and that, people got to remember not everything that you want is good for you. So for example, sure. Yeah, I just want to have sex. I want to worry about myself and my business. But dude, there's going to be a time where you're older and now you have nobody. And you're going to say, oh, I have that
but
one
that's
girl.
But
that girl is too worried about her own business to give a fuck about you.
Sure, and that's the bet. And that's the bet people need to understand that they're making for themselves. You know what I'm saying?
It's a Band-Aid on a bullet wound.
What I'm saying is this. Since the beginning of time, people paid cash, tangible goods. Now people are sending data to pay for stuff. You know what I'm saying? So like you're looking at decentralization across the board. Government, currency, nifties, everything is being decentralized. I'm not saying I'm pushing for this, by the way. I'm simply saying that
relationships will not be on the blockchain.
Yes, that relationships are headed to the blockchain.
Right.
And that people are starting to look at them as
I think, and respectfully, I'm not saying this in a disrespect. I swear on everything I love. I think just right now you're in a more jaded look on relationships. And I think once you find somebody that not only builds you up emotionally, but mentally, I think you're going to look at it in a different outlet. I don't think it's enough to sell the world on like, hey, let's just fuck. I don't think
First of all, I'm not, like I said, I'm not pushing. I'm literally not talking about me, but there is a push to, what's the word? What's the word where you make something acceptable?
Normalize.
There's a push right now to normalize relationships that sit outside of the traditional bounds of man and wife.
That's happened since forever, bro. And when there was hippies, they just fucked everything.
You don't have to keep bringing it back to sex. I'm not talking about sex. I'm not even necessarily about sexual relationships.
So you're just talking about a partnership?
It could be partnerships. It could be people that both find symbiotic value for their businesses. It could be people that both find symbiotic value in the bedroom. I think there's a lot of reasons why people get together. And to be quite honest with you, I think at the end of the day, that normalization feels more like two people just being honest with each other. Because you're thinking that all of these happy relationships out there are a result of a deep-seated love. It's not always the case, brother. It's just not, man.
It's never going to work for people that consistently think about themselves. It's never going to work for them. If you bring a partner to the table, you have to think about their interests too. So when you're in a relationship, it's no longer about you. So yes, I do agree that the people that are selfish and that they just want things for themselves, then yeah, maybe don't be in a relationship. But time will tell. And when you want a family and kids and you want to grow your generation, that whole like, hey, let's sign a paper, me and you could do whatever we want. Bro, like Hollywood's different than the real world. It's not the same. You know why? Because everybody came here with their purpose of helping themselves and only themselves. Nobody picks up their luggage and brings their mom and dad with them to Hollywood. It doesn't happen. People are out here for themselves. So your guys' mindset on the world.
Well, don't drag him into this.
This is me talking,
but also understand this is not rooted in Hollywood, man. This is rooted everywhere. Everywhere in the world, there's people out there who, some of which, don't want to be in a committed relationship with anyone.
There is,
and also,
I don't think it's a massive majority.
I never said massive. I said there's a push by certain people to normalize relationships that are either casual or whatever.
Yeah,
and also, don't demean or discount the power of being selfish at certain points in your life. It's very fucking important to be fucking selfish at certain points in your life. Yes, it is, George. Yes, it is.
Give me an example of how
when you are building a platform that you can stand on for the rest of your life and then employ people down the road on, it sometimes takes putting on blinders from bullshit and busting your ass and saying, yo, I'm going to go build something right now.
Okay, that has nothing to do with being selfish.
Yeah, it does. How is that being selfish? It's focusing on you.
It's focusing on your interest.
Yeah, if you're with somebody that loves you, they respect you. That's not being selfish.
No, it's not like you can't do both, but I feel what he's saying, and I can relate to this entire conversation. I think a bit more on your side, and I see your side, and you're totally right. I think you obviously are a bit more traditional. He's describing what could be like a new age of relationship between two people, anyone. Dating, not dating.
So you put on blinders, say, for 20, 30 years, you build your company.
Whoa. 20, 30 years. Yeah, I'm not talking about fucking three. That's my entire life, George.
We'll go for the
30
X's, Georgie.
Five years.
Okay. Oh. That, even two to three would be great.
So 3 years, you're 70. And you put on blinders.
Right.
Okay. Now what? So then you stop being selfish, so you can invite somebody into your life and then share that?
No, if he has short-term or even long-term goals or aspirations that require a lot of focus, that are probably going to come from within, sometimes it's hard to allocate energy to something that isn't directly contributing to that number one goal, which is to establish, what he said, a platform that will set him up for the rest of his life.
Got it.
Both via.
I found it hard.
So what you guys are explaining to me is just not being in availability for a relationship
right now. Bingo. Do you know how at the end?
But being selfish, that has nothing to do with being selfish. You know why? Being selfish is like, I'm gonna build an empire and I'm gonna take more money for myself, and then greed, and then when it comes to sex,
take selfish for the literal definition of what it is, which I'll read here, not necessarily the connotation of selfish. Lacking consideration of others, concerned chiefly with one's own personal profit or pleasure.
Got it. Okay. Read the first part.
Lacking consideration for others.
Okay, thank you. So
there's probably
no one
a better.
If I ever looked up to him and be like, man, I want to be like him. He was super selfish.
No, because they don't say that. But trust me, they were. But let me say this.
Okay.
George, Is it
more important to be honorable in eyes of peers or honorable to yourself? So being selfish is a pride thing. I would never be selfish because I couldn't sleep with myself.
Let's work with that word loosely or come up with a new word. Everything that I do is still somehow rooted in a deeper consideration, which is to not hurt other people. Okay. So in all honesty, if I get in a relationship with somebody right now, that's selfish. That's selfish. Like, honestly, like
being self-aware.
Self-interested,
self-seeking.
Fine. But the easiest way for me to explain this to you is this. When at 6 p.m., you go home and you spend time with the girl. I know you guys love to watch movies. Mm-hmm. I know you guys love to sit on the couch, do your thing, order food, go on dates, travel together.
Yeah.
That time slot is not available to me. I do not close my laptop until 2 a.m. When I wake up the next day at 8 or 9 in the morning, I get on calls. I don't talk to, bro, I have not been talking to my mom enough lately. She birthed me. She stuck with me through 10 years of addiction. I have not, and I feel shame for that. But honestly, I do not have time for bullshit right now. How many fucking things are we working on right now?
A lot.
Like, you hear, they hear about 10% of them. Literally, we have so much shit going on. I'm on call, stream, video, call all day long. So the selfish thing for me right now is to try to act like I could give someone what they need in a relationship. That would be fucked up. Do you understand that? Do you relate to that?
Yeah.
Okay. So just bringing it back, like I said, I just feel like you're just not ready for a relationship.
Fine.
But again, I think this whole lifetime of like, I think the future belongs into the, hey, you do your own thing, I do my own thing, we casually have sex. That's what I was arguing about. you being not ready for a relationship, I agree. I think it's terrible to lead somebody on pretend or stuff like that. I 1,000% agree with you. But when you find the person, Mike, that will never bring you down or only lift you up. Listen, when you were bringing up that conversation about arguing and you're like, it's okay to argue once in a while. I want to take a step back and talk about that. Arguing with your loved one should be over things that are meaningful. That argument that you should remember a year from now. When you fight with your girl is under a stressful time. When you just have a newborn and you don't know how you're going to pay your bills because of COVID, then you get a little argument.
Yeah.
But you, I liked another girl's picture, or I flirted with her in a video game. That's not a relationship. That's a child's play game. That you shouldn't mix the two.
Well, you mean arguing over it?
Yeah, because if you do that, because I've seen it, and I'm respectfully talking about it. I've seen you like just bite your tongue on things, and I've noticed you take the high road. I'm saying don't look at the relationship you just had and establish it as, oh, that's just a relationship that everybody deals with. It's not.
No, because
I don't argue with my girlfriend.
Right.
When we have an argument, it's about a serious, deep cut thing that I would never disrespect her and bring it up in public.
Right.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's
thank
amazing.
For you, man.
That's amazing.
So what I'm saying is,
yeah, seriously.
You guys have such a strong platform, and I know you guys are going through things right now, but I don't want it to bleed onto people that are young and look up to you guys and see, hey, if that's how they see it, then I'm going to see that too. And I promise you, in 2 years from now, just like that guy in the book, which I'd love to look up to see if he's in a relationship. Hurt people say hurt things.
Yeah.
And they do things.
Sure.
I don't want you to look at this last relationship and think this is how it goes. Because I love you, bro. And I know you're going to find somebody who's going to be equally as quirky and respectful towards you. I don't want you to give up on love, bro. I don't want, I see it in your eyes every day. And I don't want that to happen. If I have to do it on the podcast or behind closed doors, and I'll have that deep conversation with you, bro. You're such an amazing guy. Don't want that to bleed into your soul. I don't want you.
I appreciate that. And I'm not, and once again, just for the audience, like I'm not saying that I'm a proponent of those new kind of relationships. And I'm also not giving up on love. This one did suck a little bit because, as you guys both know, like it's been close to a decade since I've been in a relationship with someone. And so like to come back to that game and listen, we had a lot of great times.
But also a lot of
really trying times, you know? And so like, I'll stay optimistic. I think love is a beautiful thing. And I definitely respect the sanctity of the relationship between two partners, for sure.
Speaking of relationships.
What do we got?
And sucking.
Ooh.
I got one.
I just don't even know how to put that one together. Like you got sucked.
I got a story.
By someone.
I got a story. So we were at dinner the other night. Yep. Other night, as
is
you
it
know.
The one I wasn't invited to?
That was the one.
Got it. Okay.
And, Evan, Mike, David, they were bringing up these memories. They'd say things and I'd go, oh yeah, that did happen. I do remember that, whatever. And it was almost like these memories, these very like semi-significant or fun or meaningful parts of my life were stored so deep in my subconscious. I had to be reminded of a moment that would then reignite the memory. Like how much is lost back there? And it was kind of sad because I realized like if they had never said these things, I would have taken it to the grave, maybe never thought about it again. And there's a lot of things that are like that in life where I'm not even sure I'll remember it. And it got me kind of sad because, you know, the human brain just isn't built to remember every little detail about everything.
Is that why you won't get a haircut?
Probably. Going to the middle of my back. But I'm at this party. I'm out in LA and this girl walks in front of me and she's cute.
Oh my God.
So cute.
Wow. Okay. Just so the audience knows, the fact that he's telling this story, I'm telling you right now, is an ushering in of the old impulsive that is going to make you guys. I can't believe you're this is fantastic.
I don't know if it's going
to. No, you're going to. Now you're going to fucking say it.
I can't wait for this. Do I know about this yet or no?
No.
Oh, crazy.
That makes me so happy.
I take pride in saying I'm fucking evolved, dude. But sometimes, you know, we've been talking about sucking in relationships. Like, let's talk about just sucking. So this girl comes up to me and she sits next to me and she's like, hey. Long time no see. And I'm like, now I know I'm fucked. Because I'm like, I know her face, but I don't know from where. And I said, yeah, where do we meet again? And she says, what?
Oh, no.
I said, I know your face.
Oh, God.
But maybe like remind me of your name or where, like, I know you. Where do we meet? She goes, oh, no. We slept together.
Red lights.
I said, no, we didn't. That's not true because I remember everyone I sleep with. She goes, well, I slept over. And I was like, oh, okay. She goes, I sucked your dick 5 times in one night.
That part,
how
too,
do you
yes.
forget that?
I said, oof. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. thank you.
You said thank you?
I don't know.
That's the worst thing.
Bro,
you
I panicked.
Said.
I panicked.
No, I like that. Because
I felt like a fucking dickhead, and rightfully so, right? Like, how could I not remember something that monumental? That's so many times. And so I'm like, I am so, so sorry. I'm not piecing together this puzzle. Like, give me some other little, like, reminder. She's like, I came to your luau. I was like, luau, right? She's like, I did this thing at the other, and I was like, oh, and it all came rushing back to me. And then I remembered, right? But it, like, you can get in some serious trouble because this girl had every right to smack me in the fucking head, spit on me, walk away, walk out of the party. And it sucked because I was being genuine and honest with myself and okay with saying, like, I don't know. And I'm so sorry. And I hate that this is happening between us. And I feel so bad. However, I can make it up to you. Which I did.
Now here, okay.
Did you meet her at the luau?
No, before that. So really quickly, this is what I would consider to be the LA party nightmare scenario.
I can't be the only
one. It's happened to me a couple times. It is the most embarrassing thing. In fact, I personally believe I don't believe there's any coming. But the fact that you were able to pull back from that, because I think the last time it happened to me, I just walked away. Because how do you come back?
It's better than this dickhead. This happened to me at Walgreens, and he's right behind me and goes, I was getting at night from 1600, the girl goes, hey, blah, blah. I go, oh, where are you from? Super loud. And everybody in the fucking store heard. And you're like, she's like, we hooked up. And just my best friend behind me go,
she said this to me?
To me.
Okay.
And you
made a noise.
Going, and I just go, no, this is not happening. And I go, no, I knew. I was just fucking with you. I thought,
yeah.
And then I'm like fixing it. And he's in the background. I go, nah, he forgot for sure. I was like,
the worst. And this has to happen to people who are, fucking up way too often.
If you're dating around, it's fine.
Dog, it was years ago.
Dog, can you imagine how much more it happens to the true community dickers of this society?
Yeah, I'm not
like,
even
we're
bad.
Not even no. We're not even close to community dick.
I blame the doctors. We're not. They all look the same. I'm calling it.
So that's the thing. So just a quick note to you too. You probably won't need this note. A note for you moving forward. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Try to find one differentiating factor, a USP, we'll call it. Some sort of IP or reason that this person's different. It could be a face tattoo, it could be just something that says, yo. I can connect a name to a characteristic so that when I see this person at Walgreens she's grabbing Plan B in the future.
You're describing NFTs.
Yeah, exactly.
We should all make NFTs as identifiers.
As girls?
Now you're using that brain ears. Yeah. You put that girl on the blockchain. blockchain. You pay the gas fee one time. Yeah. You put her in cold storage. You put her in cold storage. So that next time you run into her, you can just check back on your device and say, oh yeah, I remember that. Damn, that's fucked.
I felt so bad. What? Dylan, what do you mean got together that night?
Oh, they got
Dylan,
together.
No.
They didn't get together. Did they get together?
That's my own personal business, right? I'm not going to share my sexual endeavors with the whole world to see. It's not like I exploit my life for content.
But say it was, I think it would go like this. All right, let's go for 6 tonight. Nope, too far.
I liked it.
Sorry.
She was great. She's great.
I know.
Did you hook up with her too?
Nah.
What?
Well, I mean, I don't think so. Maybe I forgot too.
I would love to put a face to this person's name. Do I know who this person is?
No.
I don't even know who she is.
Evidently, I didn't either.
She just. Yeah.
Hey, how do you forget that?
I don't know.
That's crazy, bro.
I don't know.
It's really not. It's
Were
really
you intoxicated?
Not. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes a little bit, like, it helps a little
bro,
bit.
Bro, for
no, five
not,
times?
Not really.
Okay, question. Was it like 5 times where she thought, or did you let, and this is pretty gross. Danny, real quick. Did you nut 5 times?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because you're not exactly a 12 rounder, dog.
I'm
you usually
done,
go down man. In like the second.
How do you forget this?
I'm going to be honest.
I don't know.
And then 3 more times.
No, I'm calling bluff on her, dude. I know this dude. He don't.
What is she cat?
She cat.
Because you didn't remember she cat.
Bro, and also, oh my God. I remember things typically, especially faces and moments.
You're good. You're good.
She cat.
She cat.
She cat to me.
She's Cali Captain.
Dog, would Colin she Kaepernick. Be one of the first girls to ever make a push for present day sex by capping about past experiences?
That's a very deep level of manipulation, and I'm here for it.
I would call that, that's like a inception of sorts, yeah, in the sexual world.
She made you believe of a past so you felt more welcoming to invite her into your house.
She fucking Leonardo DiCaprio'd your ass, dog. I'm not even so sure you're actually in the world you think you're in, right? Do you have a spin? Spin that. That should have stopped a long fucking time.
Oh my God. Oh my God. All right, it's fine. On you.
Nah, yeah, she sucked your dick. She sucked your dick 5 times. It happened. But yo, what if she was lying? That's actually a really interesting approach.
But I don't know.
You think that would work in reverse?
I've actually done
like
that.
you go up to a girl at the bar and you're like, what's going on? Probably don't remember me, huh?
I've
and
done
she's
that.
Like,
I have
shut
I have
the
proof.
Fuck up.
What?
I have proof of this. That was a DM. I mean, I could say my secret. This was an actual weapon that I use for a DM that would always get a girl to respond. I would say right off the bat, oh my God, dude, it's been so long. How have you been? Send. And then they would be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't remember you. And then I copy and paste my notes because I would never re-fucking type this. It's a paragraph. And it would say this. Are you kidding me? No, you're joking. There's no way you forgot.
Oh my God.
And then I'd send that and then I'd send the paragraph and be like, oh my God, it was me and you were at some LA party. I think it was the Chainsmokers. I couldn't remember. But we were there. It was outside by the pool. Everybody has a fucking pool. We're outside by the pool. You had your friends. I had my friends, obviously, who goes to the fucking parties by themselves.
Nice,
and then I
nice.
Go, hey. And then you looked at me. There was fucking fireworks. Might have been 4th of July, New Year's. I don't really remember, but I remember there was fireworks. You looked at me. You looked me in the eyes. You said, George, this moment is the greatest moment I've had in my life. And I swear to God, George, if I forget this moment is because I can't comprehend the environment that I'm actually in right now. So right. You're gonna have to remind me. You remind me damn good. You take me on a date and never let me forget again. Send 50-50. I get a DM back. I'm telling you, bro, I was bulletproof.
That's legendary.
That's awesome.
George, that's legendary. And much better than some of the DMs I've started to get now that people know that I'm single again.
Like what?
Bro,
I love this guy.
Should we pull him? I mean, we don't have to pull him up, but
look, I've seen him.
I get DMs from
now, but these are mine are different because they know the kind of person I am, so they skip the whole story. Yes. They take the Portnoy approach. They take the Portnoy approach, bro. Wow. They are
sit on my ass.
Sit on my ass,
or maybe it might have been face.
I'll suck you.
I want to suck you. Let's fuck. And honestly, like they're not working. Like they're not working because I'm I'll say it right here. I'm layering celibacy onto sober 2021.
You shut your goddamn mouth.
Nah, I'm serious. I'm serious,
I guarantee you that's going to be the greatest experience of your life.
Yeah. No fucking, dude.
I'm telling you.
Why would you do that?
Nah, just because I want to focus on the right things.
Oh, yeah, Mike. Bro. Oh, yeah. Bro. I swear to you, this is the best. I have a clip. Me and Mark Doner were doing this thing, and he asked me, he goes, when are you going to get a girlfriend? And I said, never. I'm celibate. Literally next day I met Belle. I think it's like in the universe.
Really?
Bro, when you, because here's the thing. And I've never done this before, but I'm going to bring up a religious point. This guy came up to me, goes, yo, you're Christian. And I go, yeah. He goes, but you always talk about how you sleep with girls all the time. He goes, that doesn't add up to me. And I go, well, get in line, buddy. I'm trying to figure myself out. And he goes, yo, I don't get it. He's like, say you were a dad. He goes, would you give your daughter to you? And I go, right now? No. I'm a piece of shit. And he goes, then why would God give you the most perfect girl now for you? He goes, because you're just going to use an abuser.
Wow.
And I was like, all right. So I did 6 months of celibacy with only sleeping with one girl. It's not fully celibate, but it's a lot more well down, watered down. I told the girls, like, listen, I don't want to sleep
around. Hold on. Celibate is absolute.
Oh, I know. I couldn't do it. So
What?
Listen, it's almost celibacy.
Celibate. Danny's sitting over there.
Conversation clickbait. I got you reeled in, bitch.
Yeah, nice try. Okay, Danny's sitting over there like, dog, do you know how celibate I am, homie?
I was celibate until I was 19, until that girl cheated on me. And then I was like, screw it. I'm going to sleep with somebody. I don't want to talk about it. My therapist already hears enough.
Was it...
No, not the porn star girl.
Oh my God. We're just throwing everybody's name at this guy.
Surely, but I just figured if he did it to him, she did it to you too. I don't know.
No, not me. I was actually the guy that found out about that shit. His face. We got each other, bro. We got it. That's probably gonna make it. I'm gonna pretend like this got cut and then just start the conversation here just in case. Jess, like, how do we work around this? Anyway, so only one girl, right? And that's when I met Belle, when I was like behaved and I was treating like myself like, yo, I want to wait for the right one while having one. But yeah, it's when I found Belle.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably what's going to happen.
I think you're going to find like a perfect match, bro.
George, do you think I'm fucking serious right now, George?
You're not going to be celibate?
George.
Bro, I saw you like
George,
this.
What the fuck is wrong with you? No, but for a,
psych.
By the way, I might be for a little bit, just out of sheer respect.
No, it's
that's good.
I see what
that's
you
cool.
did there. I see what you did
that's
there.
That's good.
I didn't wink. I didn't do that.
I did.
Yo, speaking of DMs, actually, I did get, and you know this, I did get one DM that was quite conflicting.
This was ironic.
It was so ironic. Yeah. Dylan, you're gonna love this. I got a DM from a girl whose entire internet purpose is to expose dudes that DM her because she's hot.
Wait, which one? Dudes in DM?
Yes. Whoa, dog.
You DM'd her. He DM'd her.
I don't like that she tries to blow up people's spot.
Cheaters.
Did she expose you, dude?
No.
The way your voice got that high, you definitely got
it.
Wait.
And I unsent DMs.
Wait,
she. All the time.
Yeah. And by the way, I should state, not, it was not. I'm not trying to claim that it was sexual in any manner. She wanted to do a show.
She wants to do business.
Yeah, 100%.
It wasn't a
slide. Hold on. But, and also to Dylan's point, she exposes men who are DMing her to cheat on their girlfriends.
Yeah, but where his problem with her approach is, she'll outreach. Sometimes,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, that's
right?
tricky.
She'll outreach
that
to the boyfriend.
Tricky, yeah.
Which,
by the way,
shit?
Is still, which I'm still here for that. Like the boys, don't bite. You got a girl? Don't bite.
No, 100%.
She's also just like putting people on blast for just trying to sleep with her. Like,
no, but they should be. I think if you're a dude and you got a girl and you're
no,
trying to be shady.
Does that too. Just like trying to shoot their shot.
No, but if you have a girl, you shouldn't be shooting your shot.
No, that's what I'm saying.
She doesn't do just that. If guys are just hitting her up.
Oh, that's.
Well,
you guys got to know better.
All right, so you may see this girl on an
What's
episode of my show or something.
Dudes.
I was just going to skip the name.
Dudes?
And stuff.
First name dudes, last
yeah,
name
I call her
in
dudes.
The DMs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, dudes in the DMs.
Dudes
yeah.
in the DMs.
That's hilarious. I got some fucking tea for you guys.
All right.
You ready for this shit?
Sure.
Yeah.
What if I hope I don't get in trouble.
That wasn't even English.
What if I
did you hear that? Caleb, run that part back.
Stop having
the actual
everything.
Clip. Sorry.
He's just holding a camera.
No, he does a lot of things. Go ahead.
Okay, what if I see what I do is I just go along with it now. I forgot what I said because you guys are fucking assholes.
Sure. You got so excited and you said I have tea.
Okay, hopefully, I don't know. This might get cut. This is deep.
Cool. Nice preface.
I fucking found out that OnlyFans has a dark closet, bro. Yep.
Like
I
physically?
Met two or three girls that showed me that all these girls, like I'm talking girls that will talk shit about OnlyFans like your girl did and have like an alias.
Yeah.
Bro, there's an agency that not only lurks them in and gets them to do that, but they will comment to their followers. They don't even go on the platform.
Huh?
And there's a lot of girls that do this.
Huh?
Oh, they just comment. They just talk to guys.
They just
yeah.
use their face.
Right.
That's it. And they'll never do anything.
And where do they get the pics?
I can't say anything else.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. If you supply nudes and messaging to message the fans, at what point are you doing OnlyFans?
I'm saying they're not the ones messaging. They don't even sign into the accounts.
Yeah, but
who supplies the content for the OnlyFans?
There's like this Photoshop team that puts together things.
Now you're lying, George.
I'm not kidding.
No, George. No, he
said
that.
That makes sense.
No, he said that. He didn't. He just made that up. I know George isn't. He didn't mean that. There's not a Photoshop team. Look at me.
That makes sense. Think about it. You've seen your favorite celebrities having sex on Pornhub, but it's the deep fakes. It's fake,
oh, yeah.
right? You just Photoshop a body
on. So
I just think
point?
There's going to be a huge lawsuit coming soon.
For what? Fraud?
Fraud.
Titty fraud?
Fraud on
Titty
everything.
Titty fraud?
Fraud on everything. I just don't like when people say they're going to do something and they don't. When they lie about that shit, it's greed.
Bro, you're already in a grimy ass place. What do you expect? You play with fire, You get burned.
What are you trying to say about Harry Jowsey?
Huh?
What? Yeah, Harry Jowsey's got OnlyFans now.
I love Harry.
Pull up his OF.
And his Jowsey.
Pull up his OF right
is
now.
Is he naked on there?
I don't know.
Question. How come there's...
What? How come there's what, George?
I want to know what's... why.
Ask the question that you're meaning to say, George. Don't
this
dare
is my
preface
question.
It.
When did everything... Oh, this is going to sound stupid.
He fucking prefaced it. I said very specifically, don't you preface it, George.
I'm the preface king. Sorry. It's very fun to play with. I just want to know when did... did people start paying for nudes? When did this start happening again?
When women took
like
some
fucking
control.
Like, that's in the 90s where you
when
get a magazine. And
no, when
like,
women bossed up and they say, you want this? You want this? Entrepreneur. It's going to cost you. Honestly, yo, it's tight.
Like, it sounds like bad business. Cash.
But also, hold on a second.
What?
People were paying for Playboy back in the... It's not that...
I just talked about that. I go, but then Playboy got dismantled because people are like, the internet's here. I could just...
Send nudes. No. But you can... Pay for them, whore.
You want to know why?
That was the old sentiment, right? And now women are like, nah, you're going to pay for my shit. And then you're going to.
Oh, and I said shit. That. I go, hey, if I was a female and I was selling news, I ain't going to be on my dime. I'm making money off this shit. So I respect the hustle.
When is C-Cop doing OF?
Oh, trust me.
You see a cop do OF?
Don't worry
Corinna
about it.
Cop.
I have these conversations because I like to keep my thumb on the heartbeat. That is the OnlyFans scene, as well as the creators in the city.
I apologize. I'll never speak up when
you
talk about
this. You get to say whatever you want. Your co-host of this fucking show, tell me to shut up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're not, okay.
I'm going to tell you to shut up. Shut up.
Perfect. Thank you. That's what I asked you to do.
I prefaced it.
You didn't preface it. You prefaced it. All right, Corinna Kopf, the two, her and one other person, the two long-lasting OF holdouts. Mm. Corinna Kopf, the fucking Aaron F. Kopf.
Yeah.
And the girl named after a season, Summer.
Yeah.
Summer Rae.
Shamachi Rita.
She has one?
No, she doesn't. The she two doesn't remaining one. Holdouts. And the question will be, how long can they fight
Samara Dreada.
The bag?
It's
how long?
It's fat. It's staring
them
right
in the face.
It's
staring
them
right in the face. Like, Corinna, you like your Ferrari? How about 16 more? How about 16 more Ferraris, Corinna? Summer Rae, you like your... Whatever it is you're interested in, Summer, how about 16 more of those sneakers? I don't what is she doing?
So
sneakers.
there's different avenues on how, like, if somebody does like OnlyFans, like, for example, if a girl's like from, like, I don't know, somewhere shitty like Connecticut. I'm just kidding. I will piss on your
face.
I love
face.
Connecticut. I'm just joking. But Connecticut, it's cold outside, her heater's off, she can't pay for bills anymore. And she's like, fuck it. I'm going to do OnlyFans right now so I can pay my bills and get myself.
Talk about the NPR interview.
Desperation.
Yeah, then
there's
it's
two
like,
different.
We can't judge her. The girl wants to eat and
there's
shit.
Two,
but, it,
yeah.
but these two women are very successful. And then if they did it now, they just want more power and more money. Then it's kind of like, all right.
Well, okay. So you're talking about.
Well, isn't it human nature to want more and
know,
to
man.
Keep going? Like, what person is like, I mean, it happens. But these two women in particular are not like, you know, I'm probably good. Probably
yeah,
this
should
I'll
be
I'll
fine.
Stop
yeah.
working.
Yes, but also they don't want to be OnlyFans girls because, like, here's the thing.
How
they,
you know
they
that?
Might not. They might not want to be posting nudes, but if you say, hey, guys, swipe up to my OnlyFans.
You don't got
to
go balls out. We don't. I mean, I don't know what their plan is, but you don't always got to show the nip.
This is all conversational,
So
I listened to an NPR piece the other day. I was driving in Jake Broido's Hyundai Sonata. Shout out Jake Broido. I think it's a Sonata. I'm not quite sure. And I turned on NPR because I like to listen to random liberals talk about absolute garbage, which is great sometimes to just listen because you're like, wow, I can't believe this is actually happening. And they had a whole piece on this woman who has to, or maybe is inspired to, whatever her reasoning is, do OnlyFans while her kids are at the house. Now, I know this is going to upset you, George. I can see the flame building.
Wait, what do you mean?
So her kids, because of the pandemic, are out of school.
Yeah.
Now, normally she creates her cam stuff of her doing her masturbation or whatever and kind of stuff while the kids are at school.
Got it.
Now, the pandemic posed a wild problem to her, which was that the kids are now home all the time. And so I listened to this whole NPR piece about how she goes about her day trying to get away from her kids. And there was even one part where she was creating a video and the kid actually went upstairs and said, Mom, can I play with the Kindle? You know, and she was doing her thing in the
bedroom. Playing with her Kindle
in her bedroom. And it's it is a very interesting question about inspiration versus desperation. Like, I don't know this woman's situation. I don't know why she was doing it, but I think, to your point, George, some of these people find themselves in situations where they make that decision based on doing what they have to do, I guess. I don't know. By the way, I'm not saying that's...
This is where I see it. If I was raised in a family where I was financially set and comfortable, so I didn't need to do anything like that for me to succeed. I can't ever look through her point of view and judge her on why she needed to do that for her kids or for her own satisfaction. Like, I don't know what she's doing. I can't throw out my opinion. If somebody could show me in like point blank, like, yo, she's doing it just so she could buy a Rari, then I'd be like, all right, it's fucked up. Wow, but yeah. If she's like, yo, I'm putting cereal and dinner on the table for my kids and I'm trying to be quiet while they're downstairs because my husband's in jail right now for beating me and like all that stuff. I don't know what this woman's dealing with. Yeah. So I'm not going to say anything about it. I don't know anything.
You want to know what they used as her pseudonym for the thing? Because they didn't want to give her away her real name. I told you.
Yeah, Lana.
They used Lana. It's so weird. Like, it was like I was being fucking targeted. I was just trying to take a drive to clear my mind.
You can't believe Lana.
How the fuck is that?
Rearrange a letter just says animal.
I'm pretty sure that's why that's like, I don't fucking know, man.
When I discovered that you could rearrange the letters in Lana Rhodes to say anal so hard.
No, you're fucking.
Well, you can. There's an errant E, right? Is there a weird E?
Anal so hardy.
Yeah, so hardy. But still, it's the same sentiment.
I was actually having a deep. I was listening to like classic rock on the way from Laguna.
What were you listening to?
Oh, I just had a playlist and they were just playing a bunch of stuff.
I was so excited for you right there. I thought you were going to just unleash some Led Zeppelin, like something really.
It was some Led Zeppelin, some.
He just used exactly what
I can't say.
Some
bees.
Queen, some like there's a lot of things I was listening to. Cool. AC/DC, there's a lot.
Nice.
But I was on the beach high.
What's wrong with you? I thought you were a Christian.
I know.
Seems kind of fucked up. I'm kidding.
This is kind of going towards what I was talking about. Diving into like my Christian like POV, I realized that as a Christian that's not a good Christian, I don't say these are good Christians or the people that I judge other people for their sins. But when you were talking about the OnlyFans or talking about the situation with the spelling of anal, right? I realized that we're all sinning and we look at other people's sin and we're like, how can they do that? When we literally are doing something that somebody else would be like, how could they do that? So it's kind of like it's like a circle of like judgment. We're all sinning.
Yeah, but I don't think all sins are equal.
Definitely not. No, it's a known fact, isn't it? Like there's mortal sins, venial sins. Come on, how do you not know this? I went to Catholic school. What the fuck's good?
All sin, there's only one. Are you talking about biblical? There's only one unforgivable sin is blasphemy, but everything else is looked the same.
There's mortal sin.
Mortal is looked the same, yeah. One of the disciples destroyed like so many people.
George, I swear to God.
With like elbow drops?
Actually like WWE chokes.
Off the top rope! What are the three mortal sins?
Blasphemy, dishonoring your mom and dad.
No, those are the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. What did you ask me?
The mortal sins.
There's only one unforgivable sin is blasphemy to the Holy Spirit.
Oh, no. The list of mortal sins has gotten longer under the new Vatican overhaul.
Oh, just changing the rules?
Here we go. The long-standing list of evils are lust, gluttony,
avarice,
sloth, anger, envy, as
avarice.
No.
Extreme greed.
So what they're saying is they've just blown the list out. Okay, what I'm reading here basically is anything that you do is a mortal sin.
Yeah,
that's what it basically says. Dealing in taking or dealing drugs, polluting the environment, engaging
these are all
in
unforgivable?
Engaging in genetic manipulative science. Sloth. So if you sleep past 10 a.m., you're going to hell.
What?
I'm reading this off this website.
No, that's not true. That's why I don't like, listen, like I make a lot of jokes about the OnlyFans thing, but a very precious story in the Bible is Mary Magdalene. She was a prostitute. And that's why he says, whoever sinned not cast the first stone. So like, it's like, again, she had to do what she had to do and Jesus saw it for what it was. That's what I was getting at. There's no unforgivable sin. The only one is denying God.
Doug, they join the long-standing evils of lust, gluttony, avarice, sloth, anger, envy, and pride as mortal sins, the gravest kind, which threaten the soul with eternal damnation. George, if I eat too many cheeseburgers, I'm going to burn in the pits of fucking hell. Do you understand what I'm saying right now?
Your job is threatening your life in the afterlife.
Yes. Yes.
Umami burger might be the reason why you
yes.
go to hell.
Correct. And maybe rightfully so, because it was a restaurant speed.
It's tough. It's getting harder and harder to be a Christian these days.
I love Christian. I love God. I love God, which is why, do you want to know what I do?
Oh, God.
I repent for my sins. Because actually, you could get, you just got to be fucking sorry and do better.
Well, not if they're mortal sins. You're fucked. You're never going to be able
well,
to
I'm not
going to
do, I don't think I'm
going to
end up working in genetic science. I don't think.
It doesn't matter. How many umami burgers do you
ever,
eat?
George, you ever thrown a cup out the window? Ever.
A cup?
Yeah, like you were done with a soda from Hardee's or some shit and you threw it out the window.
I don't think I have. Maybe say I have. Okay, go ahead.
Even just saying that you might have right there for damned. The story, you're going to hell.
Damned.
Like, I'll see you there, fucker. Like,
just making bunks. Like, how the fuck did I get here?
The only person
I'll bunk with y'all.
The only person that's going to heaven. The only person that's going to heaven at this point is
D. 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 D.
D. D. D.
No D. No D. No D. No D. No D. No D. We got distracted. You were high at the beach.
I was. You know, that was it. I was talking about like.
That was it.
No, I said it. I
completely overtook your story.
No, that's it. No, it was me saying that like. Like it was the point of view of sin, like what we think is okay for us is because we deal with it. We had a way of living, like your way of structure of living was taught from your parents. Listen, this is what I'm going to say. If you have any type of higher power belief, if it's the ocean, the universe, God, it could be statues. It could be anything you want. Just respect the person next to you. If you don't agree with their beliefs, just know that that belief system might be keeping this person on the earth and keeping them going. So I was just thinking about this. Let's not be so quick to knock somebody down and just destroy their world, because you might say a joke like, yo, fuck, you like Jesus, you're a pussy. And then
oh
like,
my God.
Now
God
I'm just
dang.
Kinda, clip it. Now I'm just kind of like, don't clip it.
At what point, so let me ask you a question. What about the people that claim that your way of life, I love playing devil's advocate because like technically-
Clip it.
Because technically, I'm usually in your seat with what you're saying, and now I'm going to play you. This is all I do. And by the way, it's what made Shay Carl call me the best podcaster in the history of podcasts.
He did. Shay Carl sent you a personalized voice memo via direct DMs.
Who is this?
He said,
who's this?
Yeah, who's this?
I'll be very careful. Shay Carl, the OG of
got
YouTube
it.
Vlogging. That's
my
fine.
Bad.
No problem.
Sorry.
No problem.
How dare you? How fucking dare you? Respect your elders. Sorry. I just watched Equal 3 growing up. That's all I
had. Oh, Ray.
Yeah. I literally watched it religiously. I thought it was funny.
You didn't watch the Shay Tarts?
I didn't watch his podcast before I was on.
Damn,
it.
He probably couldn't even call his show that.
Shay Tarts? He could do Shay Turds.
Do the devil advocate.
Oh, yeah. So shout out Shay Carl, by the way. What about the people who will say that you doing your best to put food on your kid's plate
yes.
and living your way of life actually causes my way of life to be disturbed? So my kids are consuming your porn, lady.
Okay, yeah. Or that's understandable. I think this is... You want me to answer that?
Yeah, by the way, like,
this is
me playing devil's advocate.
This is my answer. My answer is, like, again, I go in a biblical reference, and it's like, do not judge the man, what a guy has in his eye when you should be dealing with yours. So...
Dead stop! There's no way there is a passage in the Bible that says what you just said.
It's like a speck.
No, I don't care.
Like
that was...
Eyelash, it gets caught in your eye. That shit can be... Man,
irritating.
That was worse than the burning fork.
Yeah.
Caleb, play that exact line back one more time. I'm pretty sure he said...
Stop telling him to edit the fucking podcast, bro, as if it's like a vlog.
What
was the quote again? Do not judge a man who's got
something in his eye because you don't know what he has to do or something like that.
In their eye.
Because his eye... Because...
You don't know what he has to do.
Just Google that. It'll pop
something.
Up.
Do not judge a man or something in his eye because his eye has to do something. Oh.
Right there.
Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou salt clearly to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye.
Oh, you should have just said that, George.
What if I said that word for word?
I would fall
hey,
off my chair.
You're drunk, and you type it. It's just that. What I'm getting, my answer to your devil's advocate is... In any religion, in any form of belief, if you're busy worrying about what other people are doing, like if I'm so concerned on like how you're living your life,
right,
and it's distracting me from my living. So basically, what I'm saying is, I have my own sins and my own problems I have to deal with. I'm not gonna go out of my way to be a hypocrite and tell you how to live your life,
right?
Because I might get on this podcast and talk about hey, this is blah, 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 because I'm Christian. But I still have to work on my mouth. I swear too much. I have to work on my lust. I have to work on
your abs,
my behavior. A gluttony. I eat too much at night. There's a lot of things I have to work on. So if I stopped what I was doing here to perfect myself, being a better Christian, to look at you and be like, yo, bro, what, you did drugs back in the day? Or like, blah, blah, blah. Are you sleeping with a porn star? What's wrong with you? And then I'm like,
why did you have to bring that up, George? I just gotten over that relationship. Let me ask you a question. Are you talking
about
George? I have no feelings. Stop. You don't have to apologize. Listen to me.
Yeah.
Are you talking about leading by example in a way? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Don't lead with thine own beam out of your eye. Just hear me out.
I live by that though. I really do.
Speaking of beams coming out of eyes.
Yeah.
I was just about to open a can of worms and I see beams from Logan's eyes. I am so fucking aware, having been on this podcast for 260 episodes, the words, well, that just about does it, are on the tip of his tongue in a way that you cannot even begin. I haven't looked at him. I just know this.
Okay.
Tell me if I'm wrong, Logan.
All right, guys, that about does it. Thanks for listening to this episode of Impulsive. We appreciate you guys. Hit the subscribe button. Big Pokemon live stream coming this Sunday, Saturday, 6 p.m. PST, 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.